About 70 miles north of Phoenix, Nancy, my girlfriend then, eventually my wife, spots a highway sign for Arco Santi. Good Lord, I had no idea. I would have thought it too abstract for a highway sign. This way to the strangely pure yet vague accumulation of ideas toward what the future ought to look like, made of sand, as it seemed to me, or sandy concrete, I suppose, back in the 70s when you'd hear about it now and then, get glimpses on the news. A Sunday feature on the visionary architect Paolo Soleri and his followers who, termite-like, appeared to form those weird utopian architectural notions out of desert. I can't see anything out there but scrubby desert. We are on our way to Flagstaff, to Lowell Observatory. That's where Percival Lowell glimpsed canals on Mars 120 years ago. His great refracting telescope, still maintained in its dome, at the time was among the largest in the world, with a 24-inch objective lens by Alvin Clark and Sons, whose achromatic optics are, to this day, unexcelled. There's a famous photograph of Lowell peering through it, suit and tie, his cap on backward, sitting in a simple wooden chair like a kitchen chair on a platform crankable into position along the rails of this contraption like a giant library ladder. Such an awkward and elaborate presentation of himself to the tiny eyepiece of this Brontosaurian instrument angled down to him for all the world as if he were the object of inspection, as I guess he would eventually become. We've left the highway. I have learned to trust her instincts with regard to these departures from the path. We take a long descending dirt road toward a scatter of undistinguished structures and storage containers, old construction equipment imperfectly hidden behind the ragged yellow plastic slats woven into a chain-link fence. I'm not encouraged. But, descending a little farther to the parking lot, we see we're on the backside, not the side for presentation. We're to struggle a bit, I see. Get past the stages of denial, disbelief, to find ourselves at last arrived into the dreamy concrete future Paolo Soleri had in mind, and kept in mind, though it would seem in the minds of fewer and fewer believers all these years. I can remember in the 70s really admiring those somehow virtuous cast bronze bells from Arco Santi. People hung them up like prayer flags, souvenirs of our better selves, our better future selves, I guess. My friend Tim Corsi had one hanging from a tree in his backyard. I liked the strain of its exoticism. Such a tiny, ordinary thing to be utopian, futuristic. Look, a wind chime from the future. How can you tell? Well, first of all, it's asymmetrical. A sign of freedom, spiritual progress, I should think. And then the uninterpretable abstract decoration. Though the blue-green oxidation might incline one to imagine great antiquity, there's always that ambivalence, the way exoticism doesn't care in which direction it departs the here and now. It's the departure that beguiles and mystifies us, I suppose. Yet it seemed clear that here was a little bell from the future in my friend's backyard. We'd hear it ring sometimes and think, well, here it comes. The future is approaching. So how strange to come upon that future now, descended into. Not approached across the endless nowhere I had always imagined, like a mirage, like something glimpsed out there in the middle of Ray Bradbury's Martian desert, where it's always seemed the future ought to be, but down a dirt road, past the junkyard. You descend into a recognition of it, still and always under construction. Oh yes, there's that concrete tower of round fenestrated cubes. And yonder, now that I can see them from the road I'd thought them Quonset huts, the arching, ever-futuristic open concrete barrel vaults and the concrete semi-hemispheres with their archaic futuristic crests, all set like the Acropolis, whose elevated prospect Arco Santi shares when viewed from the proper side, the valley side, among the tall funereal cypresses, which seem to serve, ambivalent, perverse, a broadly classicizing antiquating function, as if thus to make the future more conceivable, accessible, presented as another sort of Periclean age, and in a way, a curious way in its eternal incompletion as a ruin.